Hello everyone and welcome to a very special episode of Game Set Matchup. I'm here live from the Scottish FinTech Festival. We're on the kickoff session today at the FinTech Summit and I'm joined with my co-host again, Michael from the FinTech Scotland, and we have two very special guests. We have Adam Betteridge from TSB and Mike Teal from Chief Commercial Officer from Snug. So let's kick off with some intros. Let's tell us a little bit more about Snug, if you can kick us off, please, Mike.
Thanks very much, Jenny. So Snug is an Edinburgh-based startup. We've been going for a couple of years now, nearly. And our purpose is to make energy-efficient homes simple and affordable for everyone. So I guess of particular interest is we are working with banks to help them reduce the emissions on their mortgage portfolios by working with their customers to advise them and help them actually improve their energy efficiency.
Brilliant. Adam, could you tell us a little bit more about TSB?
Of course. Thanks, Jenny. TSB is a retail bank with Scottish heritage, stretching back to the start of the savings bank movement 200 years ago in Scotland. And we provide full banking services to 5 million customers who we serve through digital channels, over the phone, and in branches across the UK. And we're also this month celebrating our 10-year anniversary since we separated from Lloyds and returned to the High Street as a standalone bank. And since then, we've established TSB as Britain's leading challenger bank with our purpose to provide money confidence for our customer base, helping households to achieve their goals and make more of their money.
Brilliant. Thank you so much and congratulations on the 10-year anniversary.
Thank you. So, Adam, last year we launched our first collaboration, really, FinTech Scotland and TSB, around the creation of an innovation lab. And the idea was to find new solutions for your customers and to get them on their way to energy efficiency. And that's how you end up meeting Mike and Snug. So can you tell us a bit more about why you decided to go down the route of an innovation lab as opposed to maybe doing something internally or speaking to some of your existing partners?
Yeah, of course, Mikhail. So at TSB, we know that fintechs are making a major contribution within today's banking industry because they can evolve new propositions, they can help customers make more of their money, often in a much quicker way than what we can, which is why it's really important as part of our strategy to find the best fintechs that we can collaborate with and innovate with. So the Labs program helps support this. With the support of yourselves at FinTech Scotland and Label Ventures, who support us with the program, we're able to use the FinTech network that you've got and find real solutions for our 5 million customers, which I find really exciting.
And Mike, I guess the other question for you is, why did you decide to apply? What made that innovation call appealing to you?
So I guess the first thing to emphasize is the fact that banks are our primary route to market, and without partnerships like the one we have with TSB, we don't have a business. So it's very important for us to collaborate with organizations like TSB. The particular reason for joining the Innovation Lab, obviously TSB, a great brand, a good Scottish connection for us as a Scottish startup. But what we thought it would enable us to do, and it has done, is build that network of stakeholders across the TSB business in order to build a really trusting relationship that's enabled us to develop the proposition and ultimately go live with them a few months ago.
Fabulous, thank you.
Brilliant. And leading on from that then, you said banks are one of your leading partners to market. What, thinking about the perfect partnership, what would you say makes for a gold star partnership?
I think there's openness and honesty about what's the bank actually looking for, and us being honest about which of those objectives we can help them achieve and which ones we can't, rather than trying to be everything to everyone. Mm-hmm. I think the other thing that's really helped is the just some idea of sort of timelines and a plan that says, actually, we want you all to pitch to us by this date, and then by this date we'll make a decision, and then hopefully you'll get a contract by Christmas, with a fair wind, and just getting that kind of timetable, recognizing that it flex, I think really drives these sorts of partnerships. I think without that, things can drift, and you can spend a lot of time talking to organisations without actually making any progress.
Or knowing where you stand. Yeah. And what do you think you need to add to a partnership to make it beneficial in the long term? What components need to be there?
But just not resting on your laurels and thinking, instead thinking, actually, how big could this really be? So if we look ahead 1, 2, 3 years, what would we want to be looking to do together at that point? And so, almost continually evolving that partnership, rather than just staying with the status quo. I think that's really key.
Brilliant, thank you. And Adam, obviously having now formed this partnership and partnerships being a core part of your role, when you're looking for a new partnership, what is it that you're looking for in a partner?
I kind of echo a lot of what Mike's already said. I think we do look for a partner that is someone that we can talk open and honestly with. They've got a proposition that's going to work for our customers, make sure they've got a really seamless journey. And I think going back to some of what you've asked earlier, a good partnership isn't something you just leave and like check in once or twice a year. I think it's really important that where you have that open communication, and we do this with Snug, we have formal monthly meetings, but also I probably talk to Mike every week, kind of like chatting what's going on, like where is their roadmap, what are we working on, this is our priority, see how they align, and then it's where we can actually work on building something really great for our customers.
Brilliant, thank you so much.
And Adam, in terms of, because now you've got Snug live with some of your customers, what has that meant for them? Have you seen any results already?
Yes, we've seen 250 customers sign up and register in the last 6 weeks, and we've seen a number of those customers already go through the journey and then be passed over to some of the installers that are able to kind of help them make real changes to their home. But I think this is also something we're looking at, how do we evolve it? When it comes to sustainability and change at home, we've identified there's a bit of a sense of paralysis there. There's so many options out there in the market. There's so many things for homeowners to do, and most people want to do it, but they just don't know where to start. And that's why it's really beneficial for us to have someone like Snug, where customers have a central place. It's not like, here's Snug, here's five other different places you can go to. We've got one that's going to give them the education, which is probably key on their start to a sustainability journey. And that's where we're really looking forward to. We've had the MVP that's out. We're looking forward at their roadmap, where it's evolving. And it's really working.
Great. And Mike, in terms of Snug, how has this partnership impacted your growth plan, and what does it mean for the future of the company?
Yes, I think it would probably be exaggerating to say that, you know, a single partnership with TSB is going to kind of sort of set us up for success forever more. I think it's a great start for us. It's one of our first partnerships that we've signed, so you always get this kind of FOMO effect that you do one partnership, you shout about that, and other banks suddenly start taking a bit more interest in what you're doing. So that's been the real thing for us, is sort of getting, you know, a good, you know, top tier initial partnership going with TSB, and then, you know, how do we build out from that with TSB, but also how do we then go on and build other partnerships with other organisations, including banks.
Thank you. And Adam, for all those budding partnerships people out there, what would you say are the watch outs that they should be considering when they're forming partnerships, and also what are the things they should be making sure they're adding to their partnership strategy?
So I think we alluded to some of it earlier, both myself and Mike, where we were, it's all around communication. So that's how you make a good partnership work. If you don't have communication, or it's not working from one side or the other, people might be a little bit secretive, or they might not want to share stuff. It just means things aren't going to work as easy as you'd hope. Mm-hmm. And like what Snug have done and what Mike has already spoken about is aligning to our key strategic areas. So we've got a key strategic priority to help our mortgage customers specifically with their home energy efficiency. And it's when you're looking for a partnership, if they can understand what is TSB's problem statement at the minute, where across the business they need help solving it, that's an easy way to kind of find a solution that's going to work.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And Mike, what would you add to that in terms of, I guess, the things that people need to be focused on when they want to form partnerships, and things they should avoid doing?
I think there's a little bit of expectation management. I would advise firms to, you know, acknowledge that partnering with any bank is going to take probably longer than you think it's going to take, yeah. And therefore to sort of manage those expectations with, you know, internally with investors, etc., that, you know, this is going to take some time, but, you know, just because it's not happening, it doesn't mean it's not going to happen in the near future. So that'd be one thing. And then I think there's also, as we found with a number of banks, there's quite a big onboarding process. I'd say the one with TSB was probably the sort of fintech friendly one that we've been through, but investing time up front in getting the right sort of paperwork, policies, training in place, you know, to sort of be able to fly through those processes a lot quicker than you might otherwise. It's inevitable that you're going to have to go through that pain, but, you know, obviously the reward is worthwhile.
Yeah, and trying to be as ready as possible for that. Perfect.
And I guess for me, it's not a question, it's more a comment, and that's to the credit of TSB as well, because although Snug was successful, last year, and you were the winner of the innovation call. I think it's fair to say that you still maintain relationship, Adam, with all the other companies, and it's not because they were not right at the time that they won't be right in the future. And I like that very long-term approach and creating an ecosystem around TSB. So it's not about turning people away, it's about choosing the company that's actually right now for your customers. So just a mention, because I think that's very important, because the mentorship goes beyond just the innovation call. So it's not just a six-month process, it's a 2-3-4 years process, which I think the fintechs will get a lot from. So thank you for your contribution to the cluster.
Thank you.
Just a small comment, but going back to questions really. Adam, can you tell us a bit more about your new innovation call? Because last year was a great success with Snog, but it was so successful we said, okay, let's do it again. So what is it all about?
Yeah, of course. So this year, we spent a couple of months this summer speaking to our internal business leads, really trying to understand the key use cases they needed support with. So we wanted to find solutions for the, that we made sure we had the business buy-in. Like last year, we were very broad. We went out with small business, cost of living, sustainability. This year, we wanted to be really specific, kind of make sure that we pick the real use cases that are the problem statements across the business. And that's where we've landed on the themes this year being money confidence. So that ties into our purpose. And this focused largely around supporting savers and first-time buyers. The other theme being inclusive services, and that focused on how we can support our vulnerable customers. And finally, delivering differently. So we've done a lot of focus into our customer areas, including the last two themes and last year, but we thought it was really important for us to look at solutions for our internal colleagues too. So that's where this comes in. Things are progressing really well so far. So we've been live with 15 fintechs for the last couple of weeks, and we're really excited to see where the propositions can take us. So fingers crossed for another Snog later on this year.
Absolutely, and I was lucky enough to witness the first few sessions with the 15 companies, and the engagement was really good. Lots of questions to the staff.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for your time. It's brilliant to see a successful partnership flourishing, and great to hear that both of you, I think, resonated through. For me, that communication is key, and making sure that to keep a partnership living and breathing, it's not just auditing things on a quarterly basis. It's really working together collaboratively. So congratulations to you both, and thank you very much for spending your time with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.